instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Faced with sickle cell anemia, the solution is in our blood. It's a matter of genetics. The more people from the Black communities who give blood, the better our chances to find compatible donors to help those affected by this disease. Faced with sickle cell anemia, we can't leave anyone behind. We have to donate. So don't wait. Book an appointment today at hemequebec.qc.ca because giving is in our blood.
In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
This program is uncut. It contains strong language and some adult situations. Discretion is advised.
All the Way Live Radio, CKUT, 90.3 FM, every single Wednesday from 3 to 5. This is Pro V. Today's going to be an all JD, aka J Dilla show. Interviews, tracks, and pieces of an old show with Illa J, his brother, who came through to CKUT. So let's get into it.
Yes, what's the deal, y'all? How y'all feeling out there? It's your man's J Dilla checking in. You know how we do. It's worldwide. Radio 1, you know how we do. So, you know, glad to be here. What's going on, y'all? Feeling it. Yes, yes. Hello, hello there, hello there. So lovely to be back in London. J Dilla, Dilla, Dilla. Worldwide. Chilling with my man, Giles Peterson, dog. Radio 1. You know how we do.
Yo, welcome to Detroit, y'all.
Yeah. Y'all ready for some live? Welcome to the D, baby. It's all live down here. What you see is all real. J Dilla. About to set it the fuck off. Beaming like Uncle B's, clean my truck off. Oh, no. They shouldn't have let a nigga up in this bitch. Obviously, they don't know what they fucking with. J Dilla. Nigga, I'ma hit y'all with the new. Get off the wall, nigga. Hey, I'ma see if y'all ready. Count it down. 3, 2, 1.
Twice. title, Welcome to Detroit, to welcome you to Detroit. Well, the realness is about that. I mean, the compilation basically came about from a breakbeat album idea that Peter from BPE had, which turned into giving JD 100% creative control. Basically, he let me do whatever I wanted to do, so I wanted to put people on there who, you know, who was going to spit, you know, I mean, lyrically, and represent Detroit, because I wouldn't have been able to pull this album off if it came out under a major, you know, because they're not going to let you just do a song, and you can't just do an instrumental, and you got to have this feature, and you got to have, you know, you JD, why don't you got Erykah Badu, why ain't you got so-and-so on your album? You know, I would have had to go through all of that instead of just putting out, you know, beads on this joint. Think Twice, you know, the Think Twice song, the Donald Byrd cover, basically, to make a long story short, it's one of my favorite cuts. I always wanted to replay it or sample it or anything, so that's why I messed with that. And, you know, just wanted to also get it to sound like something that I would find digging, you know, sonically. For those that don't know, that's very hard to do. It's like, and not saying that I did it, but It's really hard when I listen to a Roots album, you know, it's like, you know, they did a lot of work. They did a lot of work to get that sound, because you compare that to a acid jazz group that does the same thing and plays the same instruments and record live and everything. It's just sonically, it just doesn't sound the same. You know, it's just like more of a raw sound. BBE, moving on, was I wanted to do something that, you know, if you hear it, you'll hear Trans Europe Express. You know, that's what I was trying to get across, but in my own way, basically. And like I said, you know, it reminds me of some Terminator theme music, so and that's where the melodies come from, and the strings, and you know, the whole direction of that song. Right now, what to expect is whatever I ain't touched on is what to expect, I guess you could say. So anything I've done, I'm not about to do. And that's my word. That's my word. Y'all gonna see it. Y'all gonna witness, bear witness. Like the Rico Suave Bossa Nova, just, you know, to show people a little difference. Hey!
You know what time it is.
Check it out, y'all. Got a little story for you. It's Jay Dilla checking in. Now, I'm going to tell y'all about running, Frostside. I've seen a fight out of that song from members of the group because the 950 filter sounds better than the, ASR-10. Yeah, that was the argument, and that was the fight. Yeah, I mean a fight. Yeah, that was just one incident, but not to mention the others. I mean, I done seen this cat get his arm broke, and cats with leopard skin boxers on, their pants coming down in the session. Yo, man, I'll tell you, the making of this Farside Lab Caviar album was hilarious. It was just all the way around. It got me prepared for what, you know what I'm saying, what was ahead in this rap game, basically. As far as I stay together, you know.
There comes a time in every man's life when he's gotta handle shit up on his own. Can't depend on friends to help you in a squeeze, please. They got problems of their own. Therefore, they count on seven chicken shits. Don't get to heaven till they face these fears and these fear zones. Used to get back up in high school. I made it cool just so some real shit won't get full blown. Being where I'm from, they let the smoke come quicker than an evil redneck can lend a helpless color figure. And as a victim, I am feeling low key. Through the keyhole itself, got lower than me. So I stood up and let my free form for a free. Said I'm gonna get something before they knocking out me. I don't sweat it, I let the bullshit blow with the breeze. In other words, just a breeze, yeah.
Yeah, well, I remember coming to Worldwide about almost, 2 years? And I was in the middle of doing the Slum Village joint. That whole album just, that was an experience, you know. They say we went platinum in the streets or multi-platinum in the streets because it was bootlegged. I mean, everybody got different companies bootlegged to the point where when it finally came out, everybody already had it. You know, but it's all good, and just to speak on that, I really thank you people who, I thank the bootleggers because you actually helped me because that gave me a little, I guess you would say, power in this industry, and it's needed, you know what I'm saying, being an artist who wants to change things and wants to do something different. You can't do it alone, you know, basically, and it took all of that bootlegging all the labels to look at it and say, okay, this is actually, you know, people want this, you know what I'm saying? So let's get on it, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate everything on that. It's actually, it's cool with me.
You look and stare, I see you took it there. What's up with you? Hey, what's up with you? What you gonna do? You want me, don't you?
You want me, don't you?
I know you do.
I know,
yeah,
you do.
I want you too.
I want you too.
You wanna do me? I know it's me. Yeah, I know it's me. I hope it's me. See when you notice me.
Notice me.
I noticed you.
I noticed you.
You say what up?
Say what up?
What up with you?
What up with you?
The things you do and who you do it to. Watch what you do. I'm seeing you. I know it's good for you.
Good for you.
It's just 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 for you.
Don't need a check to be my check. It's gonna be my check to be my check. Don't talk no shit.
Talk no shit.
Who you with?
Who you with?
Are you with him?
Are you with him?
The package.
The package.
I guess it's meant for us to split. It must be meant for us to split.
I be the man.
I be the man.
I understand.
I understand.
I understand.
I understand.
I be the man.
I be the man.
So what you do? It's up to you. It's up to you. What you do? It's up to you.
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 It's up to you. It's up to you.
Well, working with Common is like, I tell everybody, it's like working with Slum, it's like working with Frankie Dank, Fat Cat. That's like, he's a Midwest cat. He's automatically, he's connected with us, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he damn near staying in the D. He been coming to the Detroit for the longest, you know what I'm saying? I kind of knew what he wanted, you know what I'm saying? He gave me an idea of the direction he wanted to go. Basically, just let me do my thing. Just after that, just whatever you bring is what we're going to do. And from hooks to beats, to whatever.
All right, to all the worldwide listeners, this is Common Sense, the C to the O for the world. Yeah. Well, JD's is one of the best producers to ever touch it, you know, point blank. And, like, I think he's been so innovative with his sound and so, like, so progressive with it. It ain't, even though you know his feel, it's like he can do it. He can give anybody what they need, really. And it's like it got a certain funk to it and a certain, like, special thing about it. I don't know. Can't put, like, my finger all the way on it. But basically from the work he did with Tribe, from him producing that Janet Jackson song, you know, that On and On, It Seems to Go. He ghost produced that. Many people don't know, but if you listen, you could tell he ghost produced that from the work he did, like with Busta, even with Farside and with Slum Village. I mean, people just feeling him. And I can say this from the Soul Quarians perspective. I know for sure that, like, Questlove and D'Angelo and James Poyser, they all, like, sit and study JD. You know, and, like, he's, like, the genius behind it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he, like, the one they sit and be like, yo, how you do this or do that? And then they start trying to play similar to him. No, like, not like they don't have their own thing with him, but the point of the matter is that, yo, they do look to him for inspiration, as do many producers. And I just can say, all I can say is the boy is dope, you know?
Now why you wanna go and do that, love, huh? Now why you wanna go and do that, huh? Now why you wanna go and do that, love, huh? Now why you wanna go and do that, and do that, and do that?
Oh, yeah. I like this one.
What?
Like Janet said.
Oh, it always seems to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. Oh, it always seems to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone.
The Uma consists of four cats: Rafael Sadiq, JD, you know, myself, and Ali, and Q-Tip of Tribe Called Quest. So I want to speak on Got Till It's Gone by Janet Jackson. Who really did the production? That doesn't sound like a Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis beat, not to say any name, but it just doesn't sound like it. I know they couldn't have done it. Why is Q-Tip rapping on it? It sounds like a Tribe beat. We all had an input into that, me, Tip, and Ali. In this game, it's cats coming up, producing, and had joints come out, and your name is not on it. You know, that's all good. It's all good in the end, but you just gotta stay focused, man. From the beats, rhymes, and life, and from the love movement, Q-Tip, from day one, has always been, we've been on the same page, creatively. Working with, on this Q-Tip album, I just used to send him joints, you know, it was just, it was love like that. He used to get beat zip disc, you know what I'm saying? I never send that to anybody else, you know what I'm saying? But I trusted him with that.
Let's talk about these things, you see. Walking across the land, I see the paper. Talk about these joints we got. Everybody get down, and let's talk about these things we see. Make it up, put it up, talk about these joints again. Hey, 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 hey. Let's talk about these rules of rage, and the things we take, and the jobs we hold, and the land we stole, and the fucking truth, and the love for you, and the things we do, and the things. Let's talk about these rules of rage, and the things we take, and the jobs we hold, and the land we stole, and the fucking truth, and the love for you, and the things we do, and the things. Let's talk about these rules of rage, and the things we take, and the jobs we hold, and the land we stole, and the fucking truth, and the love for you, and the things we do, and the things. Let's talk about these rules of rage, and the things we take, and the jobs we hold, and the land is stolen, and the fucking truth, and the love for you, and the things we do, and the things we talk about.
Back working on the slum out. The illest thing I can remember is going to the studio and seeing D'Angelo, and it was him and Amir Thompson. But this cat comes in, D'Angelo comes in first with the cigarette, you know, just chilling and kicking it, whatever, whatever. But he gets behind this Fender Rhodes, and this was my first time out. You know, I jammed with him before, whatever, but this is the first time. You know, he's recording, you know what I'm saying? We about to put something down, so I swear, I got dats at the crib of just playing, just him and Amir, just seemed like it was all night, different crews, till we just like, okay, we'll use this one. And I just gotta say, he is, what the things he do with that keyboard, you can't play like that, man. I mean, people can't just, he got his own thing, man. You might like Stevie Wonder with that. But that's the Soul Quarian crew. D'Angelo, myself, Amir, and James Poison. We automatically click the Aquarian thing, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Just come to find out we're all Aquarian. So basically, I mean, Amir is in my head. If I can say this, Amir would be, if I could just pull him out of my head, and he would be the drum kit that I would use on joints. Because it's unlimited. It's unlimited the things he can do with that. You know, D'Angelo would be the keyboard player, the song arranger in my head. You know what I'm saying? The stuff that, it's like, it's unlimited. Like, if I have samples that I need, I don't want to clear it. James, just like that, he'll play it. Redo it. Even if it's drums behind the loop, Amir can come in and put them right there, the EQ, just like them. I mean, so that's why it's good to have them brothers in my pocket, because that's some serious business, man. And it's hard to find talent like that, because, you know what I'm saying, well, I consider the best of the best right here. And it's just, okay, well, what do we do? We're going to try to touch everything. I mean, I tried to do it in this little compilation. I tried to touch a couple areas, but we're going to try to really take it, I mean, somewhere else. We're going to really try to take it there. And, you know, try to, you know, a complete album. Yeah. A complete album.
Reality. Oh, 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 oh. Touching down in your city. You know how we come through. 97 through 99 FM. Radio 1.
Yeah. C-U-K-U-T.
It's funny how things work. I mean, I can't do nothing but just say I'm blessed to, you know, to have the opportunity to work with, you know, such artists. But I don't know. It's funny how things come together, you know, and people come together. And like I said, I think this music, the whole thing is about to do a 360, you know, in a good way. I think the good music is coming back around. People are making things that they, well, I won't say good music, just people making things that they honestly are proud of and that they feel and that's truly them, you know what I'm saying? You know, like I said, thank God first, but people are starting to accept this Common single, which is, you know, somebody who never sold over 125,000 units before, and now he got a gold album and the singles doing well, and you know what I'm saying, it's good to see that it's turning around and to see the Roots go get a Grammy a couple years ago. That was just, you know, it doesn't have to be all you know, just watered down non-original, you know, stuff you hear every day. It can be, you know, a little bit of everything. It could be everything out here, you know what I'm saying? I know myself and as well as the people I work with, and as far as Common and to Busta, and you know, I mean, all these artists, De La, all, you know, we all have like this goal to, I guess the goal is to, like, you know, we want to change things, we want to, you know what I'm saying, make a statement, you know what I'm saying? So okay, I'll tell y'all a story. Check me out. Here's a nice juicy one. Alright, we're working on the Erykah Badu album, right? You know, she's at the crib, like I said, she makes this tea for us, you know, but today, for whatever reason, I got a headache, crazy headache. So, you know, we're chilling upstairs. So I tell her, I'm gonna chill out for a minute. Now the beats is banging downstairs. She writing, you know, so it's all good. I'm gonna just take a little breather. She comes upstairs. She fixed me some tea. You notice my voice change. She fixed me some tea. Nah, you know, she sat on the couch with me, and you know, next thing you know, I'm getting a massage from Erykah Badu. On top of me, straddled on my couch. Nah, nothing happened, you know. It was just nice to have Erykah on my lap. And immediately after that, We made the track Kiss Me on My Neck. Some influence, like I said, were Kraftwerk, Prince, James Brown, Jack McDuff. These are all people I grew up listening to, like in my household. Classical music, I can't even name anything. My mother listened to classical music. Old doo-wop music, Platters, and I mean, Four Freshmen. But right now, Radiohead, probably a Stereo Lab, Omar, High Tech, Timbaland, Madlib. Okay, check Feather, Going Through Changes. Yeah, I don't know why I think of that. It's on, I think, Discovery Records. And it's actually one of the joints that that I did use on Beats, Rhymes, and Life album. But the song is, you know, a good song to listen to also, so I definitely recommend that.
Checking in.
Hater. I can never diss a whole coast. My time is too greater.
True.
Yeah, we from the east, land of originators. We also from the west, the land of innovators. Only difference of the two is the style of the rap, plus the musical track. This beat shit is so whack. Let me let y'all brothers know I ain't no west coast disser.
Word.
Another thing I'm not is a damn ass kisser. So listen to my words as I set things straight. I ain't got no beef, so don't come in my face. Yo, keep it moving.
yeah, to the K-I-M.
Keep it moving,
yeah, yeah, to the K-I-M.
Ain't got no time for shucking and jiving.
Keep it moving, yeah, yeah.
Keep it moving,
yeah, yeah, to the K-I-M.
Keep it moving, Mark.
Yeah, yeah, to the K-I-M.
Keep it moving, Mark.
No time for shucking and jiving.
What's next, Mark? What's next? So, without further ado, enjoy. No one ever did anything with this one, eh?
No, I don't think so. There was a remix from a Detroit DJ. He did a blend of Mary J. Blige, Ooh, over this.
But nothing nobody,
official.
Nobody wrote anything to it and actually did a track.
No, like that remix started with Wajid. He's like, yo, one of my favorite beats is this beat. One of my favorite tracks from Mary is that.
Mm. All right, all right. What else you got? What else you got?
Yo, yo, check it out now. Another batch from the one they call JD. Word up. Check it out. Get at me. All right, chill. Yo, yo, check it out now. Another batch from the one they call JD. Word up. Check it out. Get at me. Alright, chill.
Get nasty in his mouth.
where my freaks at. Get live with it. Let's go. If you wanna f all night, let me hear you say, I wanna f all night right now.
I wanna f all night.
Yeah, I wanna f all night. Let's do it.
I wanna f all night.
Clean it up. I wanna crush all night right now.
I wanna crush all night.
Crushing.
I wanna crush all night.
Crushing. Yeah.
I wanna crush all night.
Crushing.
This is for
my and my nymphos. Non-stop banging like a Dilla instrumental. Yeah, turn it up in your whip, boy. Catch a glimpse of the fifth, turning up in the strip joints. Cause if you know what I know, my clicks stay half-baked. So you know what I want. And I don't wanna talk to no Samson. I wanna, but don't let me stop you from dancing now, mama. Fat booty working it out, you twerking it. Damn, you pulling up my shirt with it, wow. You hurting them, girl, you doing your thug fizzle. I'm feeling the Monica right in the middle. You got a ticket or something? Girl, you something ridiculous. Can a brother stick it or something? Call a small talk. You got some friends we can all walk. Dilla dog a party with all y'all. We fixin' to get live. Bounce, hit the horn, then Nitty gets inside. And then we off like that, doing 85. Why she hit me off like that, yeah. We gon' fuck all night. If you wanna fuck all night long, let me hear you say, I wanna fuck all night right now.
I wanna fuck all night.
Yeah, I wanna fuck all night. Let's do it.
I wanna
clean it up. I wanna crush all night, let's go.
I wanna crush all night.
Crushing.
I wanna crush all night.
Crushing. Yeah.
I wanna crush all night.
Crushing. This is for the biddies to spot it, body. Whether going to college or the city to drop it. I got something for ya. It's only chump change. You know me, jump in the range and hit the buttons for ya. I rolls out like I'm looted with the crew and roll up by the Buddha. Let's do the damn thing. I'm trying to hush y'all. We need a bus store to let me and my man's bang. Make nasty affair. Come down to the D. We can hit the key because a lot of ass be in there. I tell ya. I remember nulling this bank teller and then a friend. I was hooking the nails up. Bend it over, mama. Let me show you how I do Renee. It's McNasty party with two a day. Let me give it to you. You want Dilla to do you, it's done. Puss got a ridiculous booty, it's all. That's how we like it, y'all. Fix and all. So if you want it all night, let me hear you say, I wanna fuck all night right now.
I wanna fuck all night.
Yeah, I wanna fuck all night. Let's do it.
I wanna fuck all
clean it up.
Night.
I wanna crush all night, let's go.
I wanna crush
keep
all
crushing.
Night. I wanna crush
keep
all
crushing.
Night.
Yeah.
I wanna crush
keep
all
crushing.
Night. I wanna crush
keep crushing. Yeah. I keep crushing. Yeah.
Yeah. views expressed on this recording are solely those of the artist, and by no means do we encourage or condone violence against law officials.
not your average.
No, no one can quite run it like me. I'm on a cutting edge of what.
Record. I'm getting to this Busta Rhymes interview about J Dilla. And I thought I'd just play a little instrumental in the background.
Boss, man, I gotta talk to you about your relationship with the dude J Dilla, man.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, Dilla.
How did you guys meet, man?
I met Dilla through Q-Tip back in like 90. I would say like 95, 96, like right before I was getting into my solo album. I didn't actually meet Dilla initially. I got a cassette of Dilla beats from Q-Tip. And Q-Tip, he swore on everything that he stood for, loved, and believed in, that this was the most phenomenal producer in existence. And when he gave me the cassette, it had these beats on it that to this day I remember how some of them go, like literally as if I heard the CD just now, leaving out the car, listening to it in the system. But these beats that he did was so impressionable that I like looked for him because I wanted to meet him, but I never had the opportunity to really meet him until months later because he lived in the D. And we was in New York. So,
Detroit, ladies and gentlemen. Detroit.
Yeah, he was in the D. But for the most part, when I actually did get an opportunity to meet J. Dilla, he was just one of the most, like his demeanor was just so calm and like reserved. He wasn't really into the long talk or the conversation, and he wasn't trying to do all of that. He was just real to himself. And when you start vibing with him and you get a little more familiar with him, then you're going to get the laughs and the jokes and the conversation out of him. But for the most part, Dilla was just one of those dudes that was a recluse, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't into running around and doing a bunch of the club scenes and being in all of the hot spots. He wasn't that dude. He just wanted to be in the lab and bang out. Every now and then he'd go out, keep it low, but for the most part, he was into the grind and just trying to contribute greatness to the game with the music. And he has been responsible for contributing to every one of my solo albums since the beginning of my solo career. I wouldn't complete an album without Dilla on it. And, you know, the legacy will continue that way with me and him because I respect his music, I respect his family, and I respect who he was as an individual. And he has definitely given me so much music that he, like, there's so much music left to get to that I haven't gotten to just from the stashes of beats that he left for me that, you know, as long as I have the opportunity to make these records, I'm going to always make sure that the world acknowledges what his greatness really was. You know what I'm saying? But I met him through Q-Tip, hands down.
Now, I got the Mick Boogie. Yes, sir. I got it.
Oh, yeah, Diligence.
I had to ask you about that, man, because, you know, that's real talk, everything you just said about the dude, man. And what really struck me as being just, like, phenomenal about this producer, about J. Dilla, is the fact the body of his work.
Phenomenal, right?
Wow.
There's so much music he got out there that... And it's always crazy that, you know, after the fact, it's now when people are starting to focus on everything he did and how much he contributed and how much music that we loved he was responsible for. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just crazy when you really sit back and think about it. Like, can't keep running away from Far Side way back. You know, it was a single. That was a Dilla-produced record. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Beautiful.
Can't Hold a Torch on my last album, Big Bang, with Q-Tip. That was a Dilla-produced record. Still Shining on the Coming album. My first solo album was a Dilla-produced record. The song Keep It Moving with me and Leaders of the New School on the Coming album. That was a Dilla-produced record. Like, I've always looked at that man's work as unbelievable. And like, even his albums that he put out, like Donuts and all these other albums.
Yeah, Dilla Donuts.
J-Lib and him and Madlib. And,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Him
all of these albums that he
Doom
puts out.
And them cats too.
Yeah, no question. He got beats that, like, he used to send me a beat CD and be like, yo, these are the beats that nobody can rhyme to. See what you can do to them. And it'll be the most off the wall, left field, groundbreaking sounding beats. And that was what would challenge me to write, because I always wanted to do what the next artist couldn't. So he would give me the beat CD and say, yo, nobody couldn't write to these beats.
If there was one beat that you remember that he gave to you that struck you the most as one of the most incredible beats and you wrote a rhyme to it, what beat would that be?
Still Shining on the Coming album, my first solo album. Because for the whole length of the beat, every four beats of the beat, The programming or the arrangement, the song mode or the song arrangement of the production, it changed and it never repeated throughout the rest of the song. So when I wrote the rhyme, I had to write the rhyme to the way the drum pattern was going, and I would have to keep rewinding that part.
It was like a puzzle.
Yeah, if the part was only 2 or 3 seconds long, I would have to keep rewinding that part until I figured out how to match the wordplay pattern to go exactly with the production pattern of the beat. And then when I complete that, then I would go to the next 3-4 seconds of the beat and match my wordplay to what the beat was then doing in a new direction. Match the wordplay to that beat pattern then go to the next 3-4 seconds of the beat, and I had to do it like that all the way until the song was finished. That song took me about a week and a half to write. I ain't never take that long to write a song in my life.